Blues has its birthplace in the Mississippi Delta and is a cousin to gospel. This style is traditionally loaded with subtext, meaning extra words as outbursts that aren't in the original lyric, as well as reckless abandon. So if I sang,
"Oh, beautiful, oh, spacious skies,"
you know what I'm talking about,
"for amber waves, darling, amber waves of grain."
Many blues singers have had very trained, disciplined voices, but they sound as if they've had little or no training. The vibrato is usually slower. The pronunciation can even be cheeky at times. If I said, "Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, and relax my face, blowing air into my cheeks," I'm released into a cheeky resonance. You hear that? That Waldo sound right here, the walrus. So instead of,
"Oh, beautiful,"
I say,
"Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain."
And that is cheeky resonance. Also, the timing is very loose with a lot of pushing and pulling on the melody. Raspy, trashed out vocal qualities, vocal growls and screams are quite common to blues. Many opera singers who attempt to sing blues are really just singing licks and trills. In reality, you have to have a soulful sounding blues voice to sing blues. A clean, operatic tone simply won't do the trick. Surprisingly, Elvis was truly a blues singer first and foremost. Memphis, his hometown, is the capital city for blues, just like Nashville is the capital city of country. Us Tennesseans are blessed, aren't we? Also, Led Zeppelin, Aerosmith, and many other legendary bands had blues influence in chord structure and vocal stylings. Listen to the demonstrations.